This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Lawmakers in the U.S. Senate have passed a bill that would avoid a shutdown of the federal government. The bill was approved late Wednesday night by a vote of 87 to 11. The measure would temporarily fund the government until January 19th for priorities including military construction, veterans affairs, transportation, housing, and the energy department. The rest of the government would be funded until February 2nd. The Democratic-controlled Senate passed the measure a day after it was approved by the Republican-led House. The spending bill now goes to President Joe Biden for his signature. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping vowed to stabilize their fraught relationship after holding their first meeting in more than a year Wednesday, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After talking for more than 4 hours at an estate outside San Francisco, the president had one big takeaway. If either he or Xi Jinping has a concern,
we should pick up the phone and call one another, and we'll take the call.
There were other key agreements, from resetting military ties to curbing illicit fentanyl production. Xi said through an interpreter, this is not a winner-take-all showdown.
Planet Earth is big enough for the two countries to succeed.
For President Biden, it comes down to trust.
I know the man. I know his modus operandi. He's been, we have disagreements. He has a different view than I have on a lot of things. But he's been straight.
Still, he's not changed his earlier view that Xi is a dictator.
In the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is based on a form of government totally different than ours.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council on Wednesday called for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses in fighting between Israel and Hamas militants for a sufficient number of days to allow humanitarian aid access. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council also called for the immediate and unconditional release of all hostages held by Hamas. The 50-member council overcame an impasse in four attempts to take action last month. Israel has so far rejected calls for a ceasefire, which it says would benefit Hamas, a position backed by Washington. But a pause in fighting has been discussed in negotiations mediated by Qatar to release some of the hostages held by Hamas. Australia's digital spy agency has identified China as the major backer of serious hacking against Australian companies and critical infrastructure. Phil Mercer has that report.
The Australian Signals Directorate, or ASD, says that serious attacks on federal government agencies or critical infrastructure that led to the extensive compromise of sensitive data have increased from 2 to 5 in the past year. The ASD report identifies China as a major conspirator, followed by Russia and Iran. In the community, more Australians are reporting being targeted by cyber criminals. Almost 94,000 reports of cyber crime were made to law enforcement agencies by individuals and businesses across the country. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Auto workers with U.S.-based General Motors are voting on whether to approve a new deal their union struck with the company. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer tells us the vote is closer than anticipated.
Voting on a tentative contract agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union that ended a 6-week strike against the company appears to be too close to call. Workers at several large GM factories have turned down the deal by fairly large margins. However, a factory in Arlington, Texas, with about 5,000 workers, has voted more than 60% to approve the deal so far, with voting at GM to wrap up Thursday. Voting at Ford continues until early Saturday, where so far the deal is passing with 66.1% voting in favor, with only a few large factories still counting. And at Jeep maker Stellantis, the contract was overwhelmingly passing, with Stellantis voting continuing until Tuesday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Repeating our top story, lawmakers in the U.S. Senate have passed a bill that would avoid a shutdown of the federal government. The bill was approved late Wednesday night by a vote of 87 to 11. The measure would temporarily fund the government until January 19th for priorities including the military and the energy department. The rest of the government would be funded until February. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.